buried on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
Oh, this your wife? Oh, a lovely lady. Hey, baby, you're all right. You must have been something before electricity, huh?
Cross over.
I don't even know what that means.
Put the lights off.
It doesn't matter. If Rodney says it,
hey,
it's funny.
I'm sorry.
I can't do it.
On sunny side of the street.
Too bad we lost Rodney.
Yeah, it was good, though, because, I mean, not good that he died, but towards the end, it was
embarrassing.
One of those sad things, yeah. Like Groucho Marx towards the end of his career.
You remember what he did? Remember what Rodney did till he was in his 40s? Remember what he did for a living?
Oh, he was a vacuum salesman?
Paint salesman.
Paint.
So, paint.
That's right. I heard he didn't get into comedy like in his 50s, right?
Yeah, he tried it, and he bombed. Then he went back to, I guess, selling paint, and he tried it again, and in his 50s, he made it. I got to tell you, I think there's a place for a like middle age or older guy in comedy because most of that comedy circuit is all young guys. And I think when a guy gets up there like Louis Black or somebody, it's refreshing and it's funny. And Louis Black is hysterical. And there's a guy who nobody knew his name till he was, 45 or 50?
He's kind of been disappeared lately. I haven't seen him really do. I don't know if he does. I'm not a Daily Show watcher, but I know he used to do regular bits on there, but I haven't heard anything from him lately.
And what about Stephen Wright?
You
never hear a peep out of that guy. Talk about a great routine. I've got a rare picture of Houdini locking himself out of his car, locking his keys in his car. And just.
I finally got around to reading the dictionary. Turns out the zebra did it.
Yeah, and he never changed expressions. I don't know how you could not get tickled or laugh at some of your, but he never changed expressions.
Every once in a while, he would crack a smile, and then the crowd would go nuts.
And then Gallagher can thank Geico for giving his career a bump. Have you seen the TV commercial? You know, these two yokels said, here's the thing about Geico. Geico does some really clever commercials, and then they do some that aren't so clever. But I don't know what any of it has to do with insurance or me feeling good about my agent or like they really know what they're doing. A lizard doesn't make me feel like my insurance agent is a good agent.
Well, they had the cavemen for a while.
Are they all over the place
with that routine?
No, they're all over the place. They do like 5 different campaigns at once, but they have this thing. These two guys on a little makeshift stage Geico sure makes people happy. How happy, Leroy or whatever his name is? Happier than a slinky going on down an escalator. Happier than Gallagher at a farmer's market. Stupid. And while I'm at it, let me tell you another commercial I can't stand. And I don't even drink the product anymore because I hate the commercial so much. And one of the reasons I don't like them is because they're a blatant ripoff. And that's those two cranberry doofuses standing in the cranberries. It's a Bartles and James wine ripoff.
Exactly.
Oh, I haven't seen
Remember
that.
Bartles and James?
Yeah, it's the first thing I thought
it's
of.
It's exactly the same commercial.
Oh, was it the two old guys sitting on the patio together? Wasn't that Bartles and James?
Oh, Bartles and James would stand, but they would stand in a field also.
But one was kind of the Tommy Smothers and the other, it's the same routine. And they're not funny. That doofus who says, I cannot tell a lie. George Washington, I cannot tell a lie. And then he says, if you can't tell a lie, did you borrow my truck last night? I cannot tell a lie. Ocean Spray.
I haven't seen it.
Not funny.
They're standing there, and it's a bunch of water with the cherries or whatever, or the cranberries.
Cranberries. And I guess that's the way do they grow in floating in water?
I don't know.
I don't know what the water about.
Stephen Wright still tours.
Really?
Ramada Inns or something.
It looks like a couple different smaller places like playhouses, but Florida, a couple Florida dates in November and New Jersey.
Hey, look who's here, Dan Strauss.
Hey. Hi, Dan.
Hi, how are you?
So the deal with Trump, I didn't what see it, but if I understand it, he wants to see President Obama's college transcript.
Right, you know, and grades.
Donald, I find Donald Trump pretty entertaining, but I think every once in a while he makes a fool of himself, and I think he does more harm than good.
It was supposed. He thought it led us to believe it was some big bombshell, and it's nothing.
You cry wolf.
And the President Obama's not going to respond to it.
They're going
to
ignore it. They'll absolutely ignore it. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. It is the 24th. We're exactly a week away from Halloween, which means a couple of things. It means that within the next week, you will hear Pumpkinhead Harvey, whether you want to or not.
Yeah.
We don't play it like we used to. There was a time when we'd play it 10 times before Halloween. We usually play it once, maybe twice. So Pumpkinhead Harvey within the next week will be played. The other thing that's coming up next Wednesday, Freddie Freeman.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Another extended, much too lengthy version of the great Freddie Freeman joke.
You got to get it up to like 15 minutes one day.
I could do it.
One year.
Oh, I could do it. I could take 15 minutes to tell that joke. And I think at a point, then people are going to, okay, that's enough. 8 minutes was long enough. Burke segment. Anybody?
Yes, I have one quick thing.
Well, let's turn it right over to Eon the Peon.
Thank you very much. I want to give this maybe advice to all the different companies out there. I pay all my bills online.
Now you like sound most, like you still have a little
yes,
congestion.
Yes, congest a little bit. It's a sign. I believe it's a sinus infection. I'm trying to. Sam Buchol could not help me with the sinus infection.
I don't want to scare you.
It's viral.
Just from the sound, it sounds like a brain tumor.
Oh. Ooh.
Just for what it's worth.
I feel like, it, you know, when you get that, it feels like there's a walnut, like, right behind your nose and behind your eye. Maybe it is a tumor. It could be. Yes, this is advice for the companies out there. I pay all my bills online. Most people do. But after you put the amount in and what date you want to pay it and everything, you hit submit.
Mm-hmm.
It says, congratulations.
Congratulations.
I don't want to see congratulations. So you successfully paid your bill.
But they all do that. The bank sites do that.
Yes.
I think for
stop
community,
that.
When I...
Just say...
I think when I transfer... Like I have two accounts. If I move, $500 one day, I think that comes... Congratulations, you've successfully transferred. I think
just say... You're confirmed or something. Congratulations is supposed to be something.
Your transaction went through.
Yes. That's supposed to be for like a prize.
Your transaction has been confirmed. Thank you for your business.
Stop doing that.
Congratulations. You paid your light bill.
Yes.
That was it. That's all I had. Just a little gripe.
Dan, anything?
Nothing.
All right. Burke segment is officially closed, which means now, folks, it's up to you. And I like what's been happening here the last couple of weeks. What we've decided is, in lieu, maybe at least for a while, of another person in here, the other person will be you folks. And quite frankly, I think the most entertaining thing to come out of this show comes from the other end, comes from the telephone. I think you people are more interesting than we are.
And first-time callers, too.
Yeah, first-time callers are,
first-time
people. Are a hoot. 314 969-KTRS, or toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. Let's go to Rodney. Hello, Rodney. How are you?
Oh, hey, I'm pretty good. I was telling Dan, the only thing I wanted to say is, you know what, I love you guys. I'm AM in the PM.
Oh, we love you, too, and not in a sexual way.
I'm AM in the PM.
Thank
but
you.
To think that, to give Donald Trump any airtime to think that he's relevant is ridiculous.
But you got to admit, but you have to admit, it's kind of sometimes kind of funny. I mean, it's
No, you're right. Yeah, it's very, but that's all it is. But to give it any relevance beyond being funny, you shouldn't do.
And every network is covering it.
I don't think most people do.
And that's what he wants. That's all he's looking for.
But he's not getting what he wants.
Ugh.
So it is what it is. And Did you read
today that? That they fired him, you know, the Trump Tower that he runs,
mm-hmm.
the gigantic apartment complex that he owns, they fired him as the manager of it.
Of his own place?
Of his own Ooh. Place.
Man, that's not good.
Wow.
Yeah, no, have Peon check on the internet. I read it just before I called you guys.
Wow, when your name is Trump.
They fired him from his own damn place.
When your name is Trump and Trump Towers fires you.
Does he still own that? Or
I have no idea.
Somebody else buy it?
I have no idea. Rodney, thank you for the call. Thank you for listening.
All right.
All
hang
right,
in
now.
There.
You
bye.
Too. Hang in there.
Oh, what does he know?
I don't know. Are we getting canned?
Yee.
We could be. Here's Matthew. Hello, Matthew.
Hey, Frank, I had a, I know you like going off on commercials every once in a while.
I love it.
You've
love
already
it.
Done this one. Stop me.
It's my favorite thing to do is beat up commercials.
Well, it's McGruff in the Morning has a live bite, I guess he does, or whatever you call it, for the porta potty people. And he goes to say they even drop these on the corner of parade routes.
I've heard that.
And I'm sorry, but every parade I've ever been to has porta potties on the corner of it. And he makes it sound
like
it's some
a big
deal.
Or that, like they do it, to me, the way it sounds is like they do it during the parade. Like they just run up and go, boom, here's what, while the parade's going on.
Like if there's a long line, they just drop it off.
Well, here's what I'll say. They must be happy with what he's doing, or he wouldn't be doing it anymore. So if it works, it works.
Right. It just comes across to me kind of funny.
No.
I've never been to a parade that didn't have one of those on it.
And you know, the truth is, I don't ever remember seeing one at a parade. But I guess it's because I didn't need one.
Well,
and the other thing is, I haven't been to a parade for 30 years. So that could be it, too. Anything else, Matthew?
Amen to PM.
Well, that's good to know. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
There goes Matthew up next. Boy, look at these phones. This is great. Jim, how are you?
Hey, Frank, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Hey, that thing that Ian just said about where it comes up says congratulations, I think he's misunderstanding that. It's congratulations that their system didn't crash.
Well, that could be.
Why would they congratulate him that their system didn't crash?
So anyway, you got me thinking about when you call the telephone service company, cable company, and they always go through like a 5-minute canned spiel, like, hi, this is Shirley. How can we serve you to make you a better customer?
Your call is very important to us.
They just go on. And normally I'm calling from work because I got a phone problem or a cable problem or something, and my time's limited, and I have to key in 15 different numbers, get transferred 3 times, and everybody comes up with a spiel on, a commercial.
Right.
It just aggravates me.
Everybody hates it. You're not the only one.
Yeah, well.
And there's nothing we can do about it.
Yeah.
It's the new.
And sometimes it's not in English. So we'll let you go. Have a nice day.
All right. Thank you, Jim. Yeah, that's something we're never going to go back to where live people answer the phone at every business. You still get it. Some places, but for the most part, that's the way we're headed. Dave, how are you?
Oh, pretty good. How you doing, sir?
Let me check here. I'm great.
Oh, this Frank?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How can we help you?
Oh, my goodness, Frank. Well, I listened to your show quite a bit, and I called in one day when you were out playing golf. You know, it was really kind of a horrible sight, but
Hold it. You called in here while I was playing golf?
Yes, that was awful.
I don't think I've ever played golf during this show.
On assignment, maybe one day.
I think it could have been on a Friday assignment.
You played with Bart Dorsey, one day.
How can we help you, Dave?
Okay, well, I had a question that I'd like to ask you.
Sure.
And see what your thought would be about it.
Okay.
I got a friend that's got a legal issue, and it's kind of getting out of hand.
Okay.
And I'm just going to see if maybe one of your... I'm sure you probably have an attorney or something listening to your station here.
We have an attorney. We have an attorney on board, Scott Sherman, who's part of the staff here. So, go ahead. I'm not an attorney, but maybe he'll be listening. What's the question?
Okay, well, I was just hoping I could possibly leave a phone number behind so that maybe somebody could make a contact with me and I could get this person hooked up with my friend that got the restaurant and got shafted in the process.
Well, in a minute or less, what happened to your friend?
Oh, okay, sure. Well, she bought this restaurant, and in the contract, it was stating that there should be no code violations. Well, unfortunately, that was the problem right there. There were several code violations. Plus, you know, the basement of this restaurant, you could probably use as a Halloween party. I mean, it scared me just to be down there just as being a normal guy.
Uh-huh.
But anyway. There was no P-traps on the plumbing. I thought, oh, this has got to be a real nightmare.
I can tell right now this is really way out of my league. And here's what you do. Call the main number to the station. It's 314-453-5500. And just ask for Scott Sherman.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Okay, Frank.
All right, good luck to your friend, Dave.
Okay, well, thank you. And thank you for taking my call today, sir.
We're happy to take it. See, it amazes me when people thank us for taking the call, and I'll tell you why that happens. A lot of shows, a lot of radio shows are hosted by mean people who don't like listeners.
Right.
They pick and choose who they let on, And a lot of times it's kind of set up like they have the brother-in-law call and say flattering things about him.
Right.
And if you don't say, when they say, what do you want to talk about on the air? If you don't say what they want to hear, they don't let you on. We don't care. We don't even ask. We couldn't care less. We're just glad you called. Here is Mohammed. Hello, Mohammed.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good to hear from you, Mohammed. Again. How are you?
Fantastic. What a beautiful day. What a beautiful day.
I got to tell you something, Mohammed. You've never called here when you don't sound like you're in the greatest mood in the world. How do you do that? How do you stay in a good mood?
I'm always in a good mood because
I'm not.
I think I'm living in the best country in the world.
Listen to this. I'm living in the same country, and every day I wake up, I'm in a bad mood, and I got to figure out how to change that and get be more like
you guys. That. You guys grab me anytime when I call by say this is going to be my last call, and by your sense of humor, you grab me to call again and again. Well, that's a good thing.
That's a good thing.
You guys
for
are
us.
Very human.
Well, we're glad you call, and you call anytime. What can we do for you?
I have a very quick comment.
Sure.
It's I know you guys don't like talk politics. Mm-hmm. I am not Republican by any means or Democrat. But
I'm not either, by the way.
Good for you. Yeah.
Yes. But I think from watching all these debates and all this political talk show and stuff like that, I came to the sense, like, where is the respect for the office of the presidency?
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. I don't even like, and look, forget whether or not I like that President Obama is president or that I liked whether Bill Clinton was president or George Bush. When I hear network news people say, and Obama said, I really do think that whoever is the president should be called President Bush, President Clinton, President Obama, whatever.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't think they ever did
like
that with
guy,
anybody else.
Like the guy.
No, no, they've done it with all of them.
Yeah. They've said Bush.
Absolutely. They've said, and so Clinton stated that, yeah, they've done it with all of them. It's disrespectful. I agree.
What ticked me off this morning, regardless the State of Union, when somebody shouts liar, somebody, she's a Republican, everybody knows her, Ann Coulter, she's crazy, but she used a very tweet after the debate. She referred to the President Obama by retarded, and I think are we getting
Ann
that
Coulter.
Crazy?
Ann Coulter called the president retarded?
Like a tweet.
Yeah, I missed that. I guess you can tweet whatever you want. You have that's part of living in America.
Absolutely. And that's why it put me in a good mood. I swear to God, I wish if anybody need to know the value of being in the United States, go live overseas. Go in Benghazi. Go in Kuwait. Go in Saudi Arabia. Go. Women cannot drive. People die to go vote. People die.
Well, that was
by saying word bad against the family of the family of the family of the family of the president.
Yeah, they kill them all.
I don't know what country it was, but it was that 15-year-old girl
shot
her in the head just
that
for going to school.
Absolutely.
Yeah, just to go to school.
Was
it Pakistan or Afghanistan?
I thought it was Afghanistan.
Yeah, she just voiced her opinion.
Pakistan.
She voices her opinion, so they shoot her in the head. Yeah, who wants to live there? I couldn't agree with you more. And I've never traveled over there. I've never been farther away than the Caribbean, Mexico, that kind of thing. But my wife was a travel agent for 16 years, and she's been to India, and she's been to Egypt, and she's been to Israel. She's been to these places. And you're right. Until you go over there, you really don't get it.
There is no other United States of America any place else.
How long have you lived here?
I've been 16 years.
Okay. From where were you from?
I'm from Egypt, originally.
From Egypt?
Correct.
Yeah.
And and connect the dots about Egypt, the people burned the flag and they went to the embassy and the consulate when this movie happened, not because they hate the United States. If you say in this crowd, hey, somebody green card, somebody wants to come to the United States, thousands and thousands of people are going to come. Because you know what's the meaning of freedom. They dislike the fact the United States supported Mubarak for 30 years. That's the only problem Egyptians has. But it's still... Thank you for taking my call, and thank you for being an air guy.
Mohammed, we'll take your call anytime.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great rest of the week. That's our good friend, our official connection with the Middle East, Mohammed. We got to take a break, but before we do, I'm going to get Betty in here. Hello, Betty. How are you?
Oh, hey, Frank.
Hey, Betty.
I want to tell you about cranberries.
All right.
They grow on bushes.
Okay.
And the whole field... they flood with water. The water makes the cranberries come off of the bushes, and that's why they're floating on water. Hmm. And then they just
scoop them up.
Big rakes, like, or nets or whatever, and skim up the cranberries.
Now, how do you know this? Did you work on a cranberry farm?
No.
Where do they grow cranberries? This is another one of those things I've never heard anybody, oh, our family is in the cranberry business. Where do they grow cranberries?
I think basically northeast.
Does it need a certain climate?
Yeah.
Well, most things do.
Yeah.
Cotton.
I think dingleberries grow on bushes, too.
See, that's not funny.
Oh, my goodness.
See, we have a classy woman, Betty, on the phone, and you do dingleberry humor. Betty, do you even know what a dingleberry is?
Yes, I do.
Isn't that disgusting?
Good for you,
and you know what, Betty? Aren't you disgusted with a young punk peon saying dingleberry with a nice, classy lady like you? I apologize for peon.
It's all right.
Well, Betty,
I wanted to tell you something else.
Sure.
My husband and I are both 80 years old.
Yeah.
And we listen to your station all day long.
Why would you listen the rest of the day to this station? I wonder.
Yeah.
We do go to the evening TV news.
Well, that's okay. It's acceptable.
That's good.
Here I applaud you for this. At 80, the reason you don't sound 80 and you probably don't act 80 is because you're not listening to the old folks station.
Yeah.
There are a lot of 80-year-olds listening to that other talk station, and they're more like 108 than 80. So congratulations on finding the fountain of youth at this station.
I have another subject to discuss with
you.
Well,
go right ahead.
You talk that you try to speak correct grammar.
Well, I'm big on grammar, and I'm not 100% when it comes to perfection, but I worked at it, and I do my best, and I am so disgusted and put off at how people can graduate from high school and even college, and they can't talk.
No, that's just another whole subject.
Yeah,
but I think you say that by saying, if I were you, it's correct.
If I were you, that's exactly right.
But that isn't correct because I is singular and was is singular.
I know, but it's an exception in this. In fact, I got an email from an English professor who heard me talk about this about 2 weeks ago and says that said I'm absolutely correct. In other words, since is the same case. I've lost one of my train of thought, but it doesn't sound like it should be right, but it is absolutely correct. If I were the king of the forest, if I were, you'd think it would be if I was, but it's not. And I don't know what that's called. There's a name for that, and it's if, since, but I'm telling you, it is were. It doesn't sound right, but it's were.
Well,
if I were in your shoes, that is correct. Now, if they've changed that rule, I'd be happy to hear about it. But as of 2 weeks ago, this English professor, and I should have saved it because he told me exactly what that was called. And somebody else will call. Who knows?
And the Cowardly Lion did that in The Wizard of Oz.
If I were the king of the forest. I can't do as well as Dan. Betty, thank you for the call.
It's been my pleasure.
Well, more of a pleasure.
Corrected.
Well, I will be happy to be corrected if they've changed it. I'll tell you something they did change years ago. You used to have to say, if everyone would take his car to the racetrack, it was if you were correct, you'd say his. Every single person should put his coat, and they allowed us to change it to there because you're either going to have to say every individual needs to know his or her rights. So they allowed us to say every individual needs to know their rights, where individual is singular. So an individual couldn't know their rights, but that way both genders were included. Another thing that doesn't sound right, but that is, I'm getting a headache. Betty, thank you for the call.
Okay.
What the hell is this crap?
Shut up, Lauren.
Wow.
Sometimes people like to talk about, educational things.
Right. She really screamed.
Boy. We have to take a little break, but we are coming back. If you'd like to hold, we will get to you. Those of you who got in here first and are already on hold, Window World is, I would think, doing a lot of installations right about now this time of year. We had a little drop in temperature. We got this mid-80s thing. Going to drop into the 30s at night this weekend. And then I would say after that, you're not going to be kicking the air conditioning on for quite a while. And this is going to be the time when a lot of people think, oh, man, I wish a couple of months ago I had done what I thought about doing, and that's replaced these windows. Well, it's never too late. The longer you go with windows that need to be replaced that are letting that cold air in, the more heat you're going to need and the higher your heating bills are going to be. Why not just do it now? Yeah, maybe you should have done it a month ago, but doing it now is better than doing it 3 or 4 months from now. Just get a hold of Window World. They'll come out. They'll give you an estimate. There's no charge to do that. If you'd like, they'll give you a demonstration. These are very strong, good windows. You can stand on this Window World. I did it, and I'm not a lightweight. And I stood and kind of jumped up and down, couldn't break the window, couldn't break the pane of glass away from the frame. They really are good, solid windows. And if you want to make sure you're getting the $189 window, that's the good one. Because, see, there's more than one window out there that's $189. There's only one, though, that for that price you want, and that's Window World. To make sure you get it, go to windowworldst.louis.com.
Time to look at traffic with Frank Ladd. Frank?
Good afternoon, Dan. A little bit of a heavy pocket this afternoon as you make your way out of the city, 64 westbound from about the Science Center out to McCaws. And then again, you're going to see another bit of a heavy pocket coming down the hill from 270 to Mason westbound on 64. Other than that, it's a good run all the way out to the Boone Bridge. A couple incidents to report as well. 270 just past Newhall's Ferry. There's a stall on the right shoulder. There's a stall westbound 44 just before Arsenal, also on the right shoulder. And a stall westbound Highway 70 just before Madison. That one is blocking the right lane. Seeing that heavy volume now eastbound on Highway 70 between Grand and the Dome. Those express lanes remain closed. So that's why you're seeing that heavy volume there. And the normal slow go now starting to build southbound on 270 between Manchester and Doherty Ferry. This update is brought to you by Walgreens. This Halloween, go to Walgreens for Reese's Peanut Butter Cups and Snickers bars. Snack-sized candy, now just $1.99 with the balance reward card and coupon. Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy. Restrictions do apply. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
This Friday at 9 a.m., join McGraw Milhaven at the KTRS studios in Westport Plaza as he moderates a town hall meeting on polling and their impact on campaigns. The panel includes St. Louis Beacon reporter Joe Manis and political science professors Lana Stein and David Robertson from the University of Missouri, St. Louis. Questions from the audience are encouraged. It's a serving of Beacon and Eggs on the Big 550 KTRS. Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Great game. Only a few minutes to go.
Hey, we're going to win this one just like I won with my mortgage.
What do you mean?
Rates are still at historic lows, and I was able to refinance my mortgage before it was too late.
Really?
You need to contact American Equity Mortgage before the clock runs out.
Wait a minute.
Aren't you?
Just remember, AmericanEquity.com. I'm Deanna Doherty, president of American Equity Mortgage. Take advantage of these historically low rates before it's too late. Call us today to find out how you can save hundreds, even thousands of dollars on your mortgage. To get to a better place in your life, go to a better place. American Equity Mortgage.
In St. Louis, call 314-878-9999. 878-9999. Find out how much money you can save. Call now, 314-878-9999.
With rates and APRs in the low threes, make the call right now.
We'll get you to a better place. NMLS number 1899, Equal Housing Lender. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999. Or apply online at AmericanEquity.com.
If Granite is on your mind, then you're going to like what you're about to hear.
Right now, until the final day of October, Granite Busters is proud to present the lowest prices on their most in-demand product.
It's the Top 10 Sale.
Choose any of the top 10 selling granite colors and save up to $10 per square foot.
Hurry and get your granite picked out. Schedule measurements and installation, and your new granite countertops could be in before the guests arrive for the holidays.
Upgrade your kitchen, bathroom, shower, bar, and even fireplace with the hottest selling colors.
Call Granite Busters Pictures now for details.
636-282-3900.
Or stop in the Design Center in 20,000 square foot double warehouse at 1752 Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold.
Pick out the perfect slab and get your installation scheduled right away.
It's the Top 10 Sale.
Going on now, but ending on October 31st.
Hurry. When it's over, it's over.
Don't settle for pretenders.
Go with the number one name in Granite.
Granite Busters.
636-282-3900.
Why is Instaflex the number one selling joint relief solution at GNC? Because other joint supplements are sadly incomplete. They just don't start relieving joint discomfort fast enough. But Instaflex can start giving you relief in as little as a few days. And now, as part of a nationwide giveaway, you can get a complimentary two-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex. That's right, GNC's number one seller, our most powerful joint relief solution ever. Missing only one thing, the price. But due to overwhelming demand, complimentary samples are not available in stores. Instead, we've set up a free express phone line to ship your sample straight to your door. You don't even have to leave your house. But call immediately while supplies last. 1-800-700-1440. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Instaflex is available at GNC, Rite Aid pharmacies, and Vitamin World. But you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling our free express phone line now. 1-800-700-1440. That's 1-800-700-1440.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-606-5611. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-606-5611. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-606-5611. That's 1-800-606-5611.
Gout and heart disease. Does this describe you? If you've been diagnosed with gout and have a history of heart disease or diabetes, you may qualify to participate in a local clinical research study. Study participants will receive study-related medications, full study-related medical exams, and EKG tests at no cost. Compensation for time and travel may also be available to those who qualify. If interested, call 314-251-8893. That's 314-251-8893. Or visit goutandheartstudy.com.
When it comes to managing your diabetes, Bayer's new Contour Next EZ blood glucose meter makes testing easy. You also get exceptional accuracy because it uses the next generation Contour Next test strip for close to lab test results. And all this at the lowest everyday price of all major brands. Find Bayer's new Contour Next EZ meter at Walmart on rollback for only $9.97 this week. Upgrade today. Offer good from October 18th through January 17th. Bayer's new Contour Next EZ meter. Ease, accuracy, and savings. Now that's a powerful combination. Now available at Walmart.
Saying I love you, Neil Diamond, three-pack a day smoker.
Still
singing? Oh yeah, I think
so.
I don't know that he quit.
Don't stay around. Point is, look at all the years he smoked. It was a heavy smoker. The case with a lot of these singers. Back to the phones we go. Holding for a long time, but that ends now. Is Pete? Hello, Pete.
Oh, Frank. I just have a quick question for you.
It doesn't even have to be quick. Go right ahead.
What happened to the Carruthers brothers? I haven't heard any of their fabulous reports lately.
They were on just 4 days ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, all four. There are now four Carruthers brothers. They filed a report late last week for us.
Oh, yeah, darn, so, I missed it.
And I'm sorry you missed it. It was a good one, too.
Ah, shoot. Guess I have to listen more often.
Yeah, they'll be back.
Oh, okay. I'm AM and PM.
Thank you, Pete. Hallelujah. See, something's happened here the last few days. We're getting a bunch of new callers. This is good. It's a good sign. Hello, Jim.
I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Yeah, I tuned in kind of late, did you already talk about what Donald Trump had to say? And if you did, can you just give me a short version of what it was?
Well, here's the short version. We did talk about it. I didn't hear it, but I heard about it. And I think all he's done is he offered $5 million to the president to go toward a charity of his choice if the president would produce his college transcripts and his passport. It, you know, it's just another Trump thing. It's Donald Trump being Donald Trump.
All right. Well, it's been my pleasure.
Well, more of a pleasure here. Thank you, Jim. That pleasure thing. Who'd ever thought? The only other place you hear it that much is Chick-fil-A. I told you.
Yeah, that's
you
go, where it started.
You go
started.
Through Chick-fil-A, you go through the drive-thru. They're all trained to say that like 600 times a day. This is Bob. Hello, Bob.
Hi, Frank and friends.
Hey, Bob. Hey,
Bob, everybody.
Friends. Hi, Bob.
AM and a PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. What's on your mind?
Well, I've been wanting to call for a long time, and I haven't, but you said something a while ago that caused me to want to call, and I know the show's about humor, and that's a lot of the reason I listen, but I want to tell you something that is very serious to me.
Okay.
And that is, I so admire how courteous you have always been to callers.
Well, I've never liked it when I hear hosts hang up on people or belittle people.
Well, not only that, Frank, but I sometimes listen and I hold my breath because sometimes you'll be talking and the caller will interrupt you and override you. And I've heard other people, there used to be a jerk. I was on Cam White at night.
You're talking about Jim White?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I would so fast when I turn on the radio and he was on, I would turn it off. And he was so mean-spirited, but you just don't do that. And I just have to believe it's not something you do because you're on radio. I just think that just must be you.
Well,
and I really appreciate you for that.
Well, that's very nice of you to say, and I don't really know how other people see me outside of the studio or how I treat people, but I really do think that, and look, it worked for Jim White, the late Jim White. He passed away a year or two ago. It worked for him. In fact, some people are so good at being arrogant or a jerk that actually is why people listen, for the entertainment that comes from that. Does that make sense to you? You know, I know people.
Yeah.
I know people that listen to Rush Limbaugh just to hate him.
Yeah, well, and I didn't listen to Jim. I thought Jim White was an excellent interviewer.
Yeah,
when he had a guest in there that knew something, Jim was really good at it. And I appreciated that.
And I guess the reason I don't do it is because I've never, with very few exceptions, I don't think I've ever had anybody call me that gave me a reason to want to tear into them or hang up on them. There have been very, very few, because I actually, if somebody is a jerk, I actually want them to keep talking because they literally bury themselves.
Yeah, that's true.
If you let them go.
Can I say a couple more things real quick?
Sure.
Okay. Two things. One is, I so miss Tina, and what I miss about her, and I don't know if you can ever replace her, is what her little giggle that she used to giggle when you do something in the background. It was the cutest thing to hear her giggle like that. And I know it sounds crazy, but it was neat to me. Then the last thing that I had on my mind is, you know, when you close the show out and you have all those different things, you sing that little song from Toy Story.
Right. You've got a friend in me.
And there's one guy I know that it's from, it's Hannibal Lecter or whatever. He says, have you over for dinner.
Right. What's his name? Hannibal. Anthony Hopkins.
Yes, sir. Where is it available, Frank, to know what each one of those things mean? My wife and I talk about it. I don't know. I'd like to know the source of those things.
You know what? It's not available anywhere, but here's what we might do one day. Maybe we could do it today. We ought to play it and go through. How much time? Do we have time to do it now? We ought to go through each one and see if Peon would be the one to identify most of them because he assembled the thing. But I'll tell you what we'll do. Let's see. Let me look at the clock here. I think we could do it now.
Great.
Let's
you know what? I don't have a way to pause it though.
Well, what do you mean?
I don't have a way to pause it during
the middle of it.
You don't.
No.
There's no way to stop.
Like good night, ladies. Good night, sir.
Something's wrong with this computer over here.
Well, here, just play it. Just right. Play it right now. Hang on here, Bob. Let's just see how many of these we can nail.
Okay. Are we
finished? You just yell out who. No, the show's not over, Dan. Dan was getting ready to go to his car. Oh, hold on here. Let's go. No, no, I don't. I want
we gotta
to
get Pat.
Oh,
yeah,
we gotta listen to this.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh my goodness. Sorry, Bob. When the road looks rough ahead.
Well, I'm sorry.
Miles from your nice warm bed. Just remember, what your old pal said. You got a friend in me.
I love that song.
That's a great song. Yeah, you got a friend. All right, I hope we'll be able to nail most of these. And if we don't, Bob, we'll do it again next hour, and we'll go pick up the ones we missed.
Okay, thank you.
Now, that's my way of keeping you listening. Here we go.
This is the end.
All right, Homer Simpson.
Homer Simpson.
That's Homer.
My only friend, the end.
Some folks is asking me.
Carl.
That's Carl from Sling Blade, Billy Bob Thornton.
Would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Tom Hanks.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's
Marge Simpson.
We'll catch you next time.
Who's that?
Why don't you make like a tree?
That's Biff.
Biff. Get out of here.
Biff from Back in the Future.
I'll see you in hell.
I'll see you from The Simpsons.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Tommy Lee Jones.
Tommy Lee Jones.
Okay.
Good night, ladies.
That's the guy from
Army.
Army. The Army from Full Metal Jacket. Who's that? Who's
Clint Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood, then Mr. Miyagi.
Well, gentlemen.
From Karate Kid.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. On this dump anymore.
That's not on
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
That's from Animaniacs.
I do wish we could chat longer, but...
That's Hannibal Lecter.
I'm having an old friend for tonight.
Well, I hope you folks enjoy yourselves.
That's the beef guy. What's his name?
Sam Elliott. Yeah. Sam Elliott.
You're still here? It's over.
Broderick. Ferris Matthew Bueller. Broderick. Oh. Ferris Bueller.
Go.
I'm out of here.
Shania Twain.
All right, thanks.
That's Moon, the late Moon.
That's it.
Now, where's Reggie?
Oh, that's it. I have that as a separate file.
And then we got Reggie McDaniel, who passed away.
All right,
dude. Goodbye.
Right,
there he
Bye,
is.
Y'all.
We got all but about four.
Okay, well, I appreciate it very much.
We're going to run back through and see if we can get the ones we missed, Bob.
Okay, I'll be listening.
All right, thank you.
Thank you for being so courteous, Frank.
All right, well, I don't know that I'm always courteous, but at least if I am to you, I'm glad to be. Thank you, Bob.
You're welcome, sir.
Yeah, I'm sure like anybody.
I got to find
in my
one.
Life who have met me who said they can't stand me. You don't get through life without somebody hating
I think the one we couldn't go on... Leave, get out next. Oh, that's the Soup Nazi. We got
the Soup Nazi from Seinfeld.
Yeah.
What else did we miss? Well, you know what? During the break, the news, we'll run it in here, and we'll grab a pen. We'll do it. We'll jot them down, and we'll get the ones we missed. I'm glad he asked that, because I don't even know what some of those are. All right, First Community Credit Union has a special offer for you for the month of October. Now, here we are, the 24th. And if you know that little 30 days, September, April, June, and November, all the rest have 30. Well, you know that there are 31 days in October, so we have 7 days left. Now, 1 week from today is the last day of October. The reason I want you to know that is because that's how many days you have left to take advantage of the 100 reasons to become a First Community Credit Union member. And we're called members. We're not called customers. We're members. It's like belonging to an exclusive club. In fact, we own the place. Credit union members own the credit union, which means we own First Community Credit Union. And you can't use the company car if they have one or something like that, or the company charge card. But in our own little tiny piece each of us has, we own the credit union. So for this next week, because it is a promotion for the month of October, if you will refinance your car, and I say car, of course it could be an SUV, a truck, your vehicle. If you'll take that loan and move it over to First Community Credit Union, you'll get $100 deposited in your First Community account. Now, all the details are on the website, but this is a flat-out really good deal, because I'd be willing to bet that the great majority of you are paying a higher interest rate on your car loan than you will be at First Community Credit Union. So there's a great possibility you're going to have a lower car payment, and you get $100. Make sure you go and find out the details on the website. First, oh, and anytime you go in there, there is fresh popcorn. It's never been burned. I've never walked in there and smelled burned popcorn. Somebody knows how to popcorn at that place. It's just a little courtesy, complimentary thing they do for their customers. But because you're AM and the PM, if you're hungry and you go in and you want popcorn, you tell them we said it was okay. I think you're going to find that this auto loan thing is just one of the many great reasons. Hey, and you commercial loan people, businesses, do not overlook the fact that many businesses are very, very happy that they have their business loans, their lines of credit, and all the rest of that stuff down the line that businesses have to have with First Community Credit Union. Website's an easy one, firstcommunity.com.
Let's have a quick look at traffic with Frank Ladd. Frank?
Working with a couple heavy pockets now. Southbound on 270 between 40 and Doherty Ferry. Westbound on Highway 40, you're heavy now between Kings Highway and the Interbelt. There was an earlier stall blocking lane at Big Bend, so that's what had you slow going there. Eastbound on 270 up in North County. Still with a stall eastbound on 270, just at two halls at New Halls Ferry, I should say, blocking the right shoulder. Westbound on 40, it's no major delays. Just a little heavy off the pace, I should say, coming down the hill between 270 and Mason. This update is brought to you by Red Lobster. Want to see food differently? Visit a Red Lobster restaurant today. Check out their new menu items and a redesigned look inspired by Bar Harbor, Maine. Find a redesigned restaurant near you at redlobster.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550. KTRS.
Next time on the Carney Show.
Hey, crew, Carney here. Join me for the Wednesday show. That would be tonight, being Wednesday. Gina Gershon on the show. That's why I'll be wearing a tuxedo for the broadcast. Andrew Klein, Johnny Law, joins us on the legal issues of the day. Greg Stebbin from Men's Health to tell me how out of shape I am and more. It starts tonight at 9. We'll see you then.
The Carney Show. Weeknights from 9 till midnight on the Big 550 KTRS.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-509-7187 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-509-7187 to take your call now. Call 800-509-7187. That's 800-509-7187. Again, 800-509-7187.
Shop Jared the Galleria of Jewelry with five times the selection of ordinary jewelry stores. Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
KTRS St. Louis.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it.